Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Awakened Feminine Spirit on Coach Cafe Radio, the self-empowerment place to meet, where you get your weekly cup of inspiration on Blog Talk Radio. And today is Wednesday, January 24th. And here on the Enlightened, the Awakened Feminine Spirit, we offer you enlightened conversations for women by women and invite you to enter into the sisterhood of awakening women who are opening to the spirit within, listening to the voice of wisdom, and tapping into the grace that is necessary to accelerate the healing that we need today. I am your host, Certified Master Life Coach Kathleen Martin, also known as your Balanced Life Coach, coming to you live from the beautiful Hamptons, New York, as I do each week. And I invite you to join in on my enlightened conversation by calling 646-649-1015. That is 646-649-1015. And you do have to press the number 1 so that I see that you're waiting in the queue with your question or comment. And you can also post those questions and comments in the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio if you are on your computer listening. And I also want to send out a very big thank you to all of my followers. And if you do like what you hear, I would definitely love it if you would follow me here on Blog Talk Radio, which is right there on the homepage under the banner, and of course on social media, which for the Awakened Feminine Spirit is simply facebook.com/TheAwakenedFemininespirit, okay? So that's The Awakened Feminine Spirit on our Facebook page. And today I am speaking about leading the guidance of your feminine intuition. And this is a very, very important aspect of you. You probably didn't know that it is one of your superpowers. So tonight I'm going to be helping you to meet the guidance of your feminine intuition to lead the way in your life so that you can live the life that you have always desired. And I'm going to share with you daily practices that will help you to tune into your inner wisdom and intuition and embrace it, okay? So stay right where you are because I am going to share with you some very powerful understanding about your intuition that I bet you didn't know. And I bet that you weren't informed about as you were growing up as a little girl and as you were maturing into your femininity, right? I know I didn't have a conversation like that as I was growing up. And I didn't really know that I had this guidance within me called intuition, and it is so very important to acknowledge that it does exist, right? So right away, that's one of the things that I would suggest that you really do acknowledge is that you do have an intuition within you. You know, they call it women's intuition, right? We seem to have a special way of being able to tune in to certain things, especially if you have children. You have a mother's intuition as well because there is a special bond that happened as soon as you conceived, and there's a special bond in the brain between you and your child. And there is certainly what happens when you give birth. They know that there are chemicals that get exchanged. So all of that coming together really creates quite a an experience called intuition between a mother and a child. But, of course, for women, we really do have this special brain, actually. We have a special brain that helps us to connect with intuition within us. And it's been proven. I mean, there's so much information out there about how different a female brain is. And it's wired very differently than a male's brain. It's not that men don't have intuition. It's just that we have a very different kind of intuition. It's all the way back to our beginnings and our, you know, I mean the beginnings of humankind, where women were wired very differently than men. We had a different role to play, and we seemed to have this capacity to intuit, right? We intuited certain things like, oh, what foods would be healing for the body. And we had this intuition about nature. And now fast forward into the present time, they can do brain scan imaging on our brains. And there's a wonderful resource. I highly recommend him, Dr. Daniel Amen, who does so much research on the brain. And he has proven in his imaging of the brain that literally blood flows differently to different parts of a female brain. And we have the ability to, know things before they're going to happen, right? You may have had this experience knowing things that are going to happen before they happen. You kind of, I know one thing that happens for me is I can definitely go into, say, the supermarket and go shopping. You know, I go into my health food supermarket and I can see ahead. I can see everything that I need. I can see the week ahead. I can plan all those meals in so fast and gather up all the things that I need. And then I bring them home and I have all of them and they are in my cupboard ready for me to prepare meals for several days. And that is not the way a man's brain functions. So you can imagine way back when, as hunter-gatherers, and how we had to prepare for food for several days, it was the woman who was doing that, right? So you can probably relate to that. And we have this ability to sense it's really been shown that we're much more empathetic. We are much more tuned into people's feelings, especially the people around us, right? And we exhibit more empathy and we exhibit more collaboration and we self-control. And it's because of how different we really are, body, mind, spirit. So you can probably relate to some of these examples. So I want to share with you some of the things that you really do need to do. And I highly recommend that you first of all acknowledge that you do have quite a strong intuition and believe in it. And believe in it, because I think it's very hard for some of us to believe that we actually have this intuition that we can trust, that it's a feeling that guides us from, you can probably feel it, it's kind of in the heart area of your body, the solar plexus area of your body. It's not in your head, okay? It's not about thinking about, you know, what you need to do. You feel what you need to do, right? And then you connect. You may need to know something, but you connect. You connect with your heart. You connect with that solar plexus. I read a few quotes today. Intuition is seeing with the soul. I thought that was really awesome. Seeing with the soul. You want to have that availability and that ability to trust that you are seeing with your soul, right? Wouldn't you love to believe that you can do that and that it's actually present to you every day, all day? And that when you develop this connection and this definitely this belief, you will be able to navigate, right? You're going to be able to navigate, kind of like your GPS in your car, that you set the destination and it's going to tell you to turn left and turn right, and you trust it, don't you? And it's kind of like that. And we want to be able to trust in that. And Albert Einstein said, "I believe in intuitions and inspirations. I sometimes feel that I am right. I do not know that I am, right? I sometimes feel that I am right." So he's talking about that. He's talking about the feeling within us. We want to develop that really wonderful, deep connection with our feminine intuition, powerful, and she's going to help you. She's going to help you to navigate your life to go from where you are to where you want to be. So I read another quote today that said, our bodies have five senses, touch, smell, taste, sight, hearing, but not to be overlooked are the senses of our souls, intuition, peace, foresight, trust, empathy. The difference between people lie in their use of these senses. Most people don't know anything about the inner senses, while few people rely on them just as they rely on their physical senses, and in fact, probably even more. How about that? So that's what you want to believe. You know, we've been only led to believe in what we can see, what we can hear, I'll see it, I'll believe it when I see it. And you want to turn that around and believe it, and you will see it. And you develop that ability to believe in yourself. You trust yourself to make the right decisions, right? And you don't do that with your mind. You do that with your inner wisdom. You do that with the ability to connect with your heart. So one of my favorite ways is to do the 2-minute six-count breath, which is coming from a wonderful resource. Another resource is heartmath.org, which is a wonderful global organization teaching us about the ability to get into a coherent state within our different, what they now know, that we actually have three brains. One's in our head, one's in our heart, one's in our gut. And you know how they talk about, you just kind of felt it in your gut that you shouldn't go over there, right? Or go, take that airplane today. And what do you know? It didn't make it to its destination, something like that. Well, the heart, the ability to get into this coherent state is the ability to be able to, you're really navigating your life with all of you. You're navigating with all of your intelligences. And when you do this very deep, long, slow breathing to the count of six, and you breathe out to the count of six, close your eyes, be quiet, set a timer for 2 minutes, and count in to the count of six, breathing very deeply into that lower part of your body, and then breathe out to the count of six very deeply, and you will have activated an experience that is called coherence, that is going to help you to be able to connect with your intuition and that area of you that is way more intelligent than just using your mind. Okay. Another one that I read today is don't try to comprehend with your mind. Your minds are very limited. Use your intuition. Right? So your mind is very limited. But when you do this, you are going to connect with all of you, including your gut. But the heart is the main intelligent, core intelligent center of you. And it's where all of that lies. Okay. So you definitely want to activate your connection there. Every day, and throughout the day. Say you're at work. I love to give practical examples. Say you're at work and you are struggling with a project and you're not quite sure what to do next. Wouldn't you like to sit down and be quiet and tune in to your intuition? And, it is another thing that I read today is that part of women that is called intuition is also an indicator of leadership, okay? We really do have a strong ability because our brain is wired for leadership, and especially when you get into that coherent state between your head and your heart, because you want to be that kind of leader, right? You want to be a leader in your home, a very positive leader, a very powerful influence in your home. You want to be that leader in your community, in your spiritual community, in your, if you are working out of your home, in your career, and that you can sit and you can tap into that and you can really see what you need to see up ahead for you. And you can see it very close. It's not far away. So if you needed, again, with this project that you might be needing to put together, it could be sometimes where you get very scattered and confused and conflicted and you can't focus. And then maybe you do something like, you know, you can't focus, so I think I'll take a break, and you do something like go and have a coffee break, because you believe that it's going to supercharge you, and have some kind of sugary snack, or, you know, you hopefully aren't doing something like going out and having a cigarette to relax. That is not the way to tap into your intuition. In fact, it's going to take you far away from it. So utilize this 2-minute six-count breath, relax, close your eyes so you're shutting out distractions, breathe very deeply, and it has been proven that this will connect you there. And you will then suddenly have an inspired thought. Wouldn't you love that? To have an inspired thought about this project, and you know just what to do. And that's exactly what can happen. So that's one very, very powerful way of being able to tap into your intuition. And I highly recommend that you get into really noticing the areas of your life where you're very out of balance. Okay, maybe you're not taking very good care of yourself, and you're again overeating on things like sugar. You are perhaps ingesting too much alcohol. Maybe you are staying up late. You're eating foods that are not good for you. You are maybe you're even taking medications to raise your levels of natural chemicals like serotonin and melatonin, things like that. Well, you know, that's going to kind of make it difficult to tune into your intuition, because it's interfering in a way where it's a vibrational experience, and those things are very low vibration activities. And they are also something that you know in your heart of hearts are not good for you. So if you ignore that, you're in conflict. And if you're in conflict, it's going to be very hard for you to tune into your inner intuition, that wisdom that's going to help you in every area of your life. And they're going to be areas of your life that are going to be small, and they're going to be ones that are quite large. And you want to have access to that at all times. So as an awakened feminine spirit, who is someone who's going to commit to taking very good care of herself so that she has the availability of all her wisdom in the state, in that area of her that has access to her intuition, you commit every day to taking very good care of yourself. And I have very practical practices that I use, and I'm sharing with you now, starting the night before, because you have the ability to activate that and tune into your superconscious self before you go to sleep. But please be sure that you're not doing things before you go to sleep, such as, you know, eating very late, maybe drinking alcohol, and staying up late, watching TV. Any of those things is going to make it very hard. So you have a ritual before you go to sleep. Make sure it starts 2 hours before you go to sleep. And you are consciously aware that this is very, very important. And you are making the definite decision that you're taking very good care of yourself, and you are getting ready for a very, very powerful time. It's very potent. So as you are getting winding down, you wind down, you know, turn things off, turn your computer off, you know, turn your phone off. Don't look at it all the time. We are, you know, everybody talks about this, but it's very true. We keep looking at things you don't really need to look at, so turn it off. You know, get relaxed. Have a ritual. Maybe you can take a bath before you go to sleep. Take a warm shower. Have books around you that are wonderful resources for inspiration. There's so many authors that I hope that you're tuning into that are definitely helpful for you to read something that's going to cause you to connect with your inner spirit. And there are wonderful, wonderful authors out there. Marianne Williamson is wonderful to read right off the top of my head. And Doreen Virtue, who's wonderful in regards to incorporating angels, and that certainly leads us to our intuition. Abraham Hicks' books are wonderful. Anything to connect you with your spirit, right? And then again, you can do that 2-minute six count breath. Every night when you're in bed, you know you're going to go up to sleep. Do the 2-minute six count breath again. Get into a very deep, relaxed state. Affirm to yourself, I'm going to have a deep, relaxed sleep. I'm going to wake up refreshed. I'm going to have access to my inner intuition. And you can even ask for help at that point. If you have a problem, which I highly doubt that anybody doesn't have some problem that you need help with, this is the time, right? And you want to have uninterrupted sleep. So, again, don't consume food too close to eating. It's going to interrupt it, or anything to drink. So let your organ system settle down. Don't cause them to have to activate to do anything. Slow down your breathing. Get into a relaxed state. And then when you do wake up, you repeat that. You do the same thing. You get into a very deep, relaxed state. Your superconscious mind is now opening up again. You're going to say to yourself, this is a wonderful day. I'm going to have a very successful day. There is opportunity for all good things to happen for me, things like that, right? Slow down your breathing. Meditate. Dedicate time in your morning to meditate. Close it out. Close it down. If you want to have a habit of jumping up out of bed to an alarm clock and you're rushing, and you don't take time, you're not going to be able to tune into that intuition. Okay, so very, very important. Take it easy. Slow it down. Slow it all down. Wake up slowly. Have another ritual, breathing meditation, reading spiritual guidance, writing out affirmations and reading them, writing out what it is that you want your day to look like. Right? This is very important. Tune in. And you'll be amazed at what comes up. And when you do that, usually what happens next is if you take a shower in the morning, you're inspired in the shower. You're very relaxed. You're open to receive. You are open to receive. And you're going to tap into that inner feminine intuition that knows just what to do. Okay, and if you're somebody that has a lot of plates, most women do, spinning in the air, if you have a family, you've got children to get off to school, you have a partner who needs attention as well, on time, you need to be present to all of these people, you want your feminine intuition there, and not that it's not always there, but you want to have the awareness of it so loud and clear that you are relaxed about all of those things and you're not going into a stress response and you're not behaving in a stressful way, because your body will respond to that and you will end up probably getting a disease because of that. So change the way you're doing your life. This way of doing life is extremely powerful. It will change who you are, and you definitely want to be able to navigate very differently these days, right, with all of the things that you have to do, and be able to do it in such a way where you're at your highest intelligence and be able to speak to that highest intelligence. And this is the way to do it. And another wonderful way, as we're getting to the end, go out in nature. Tune into nature. Nature is going to communicate with you. There's nature all around us that wants to help us in ways that, you know, will pick up on our the way that we're feeling. And when you tune into your ability to communicate at that level, you will be inspired with so much that you're not thinking is available to you. So definitely get out in nature. Take a walk on your break instead of going and getting another cup of coffee or snack. Make time in your day after work, if you work, or before work, just for 15 or 20 minutes, will change the neuron, the neural pathways in your body, in your brain rather, that connect to your body, and they are going to help you to be able to wisely, because we are very wise in there. And if you do happen to have children, I highly recommend that you introduce them to the understanding of their intuition, that they have intuition, and that they, when they acknowledge that it is present, when they tune into it every day, just like the ways that I'm helping you to understand how you can do this, and you share it with them very early on, it'll be a part of their consciousness and they will believe in it. Because I understand that it can be pretty difficult to believe in it when you have never been introduced to it. So now I'm introducing it to you, and that it is present with you every breath that you take. So be sure to take these actions. They work when you work them and when you practice them. And they will help you in ways you cannot even imagine. So I highly recommend that you follow, listen back to this show more than once, because I share resources, and that, you know, you're hopefully just listening, you're not taking down too many notes, and that you are sharing this with everyone that you know, because especially the women in your life that may not even, with you, say to them, have you ever been guided by your intuition? Ask your girlfriends, ask your the females around you, your mother, your aunts, your sisters, your, you know, the women around you, say, what do you know about your female intuition? And ask them if they even think about their female intuition, because most likely you don't. You haven't been guided, and now you have the chance to guide, to be able to truly believe in this aspect of yourself. And be able to utilize it, activate it, and utilize that connection every day. And she is your guide. She's going to help you to go from where you are to where you need to be, even if it's from here to the supermarket, or here to your job, or here to how you're going to talk to your children about very important things like the world, right? The challenges in the world and the challenges in your life. If you are a mother of a teenager, you definitely want to have access to your feminine intuition that's going to help you to say the right words at the right time and be that wisdom for your children. And if you have girls, my goodness, definitely make sure that you introduce them to the knowing of their feminine intuition, and that it, that she's a leader, and that she's going to need this in her life, every day of her life, and she's going to be faced with some difficulties just like you did and just like you are right now. And you, though, have a sensation in your body that keeps you grounded in the knowing that you know what to do. You know what to do. And you definitely want access to that. So definitely share this with the women in your life, and share it with your daughters, and be sure to practice it every day, the acknowledgement that you have the availability of your feminine intuition. And it is the most powerful thing that you can, I mean, it's connecting with spirit. Think about that. It's connecting with spirit, and spirit is everywhere present, and it is available to you no matter what, and it is waiting on you to connect with it. And this is how you do it. And the more you do it, it'll just be present in, again, in your body, and you will feel it, you'll sense it, you'll believe that it's present. And another way of really making sure that you are in contact is to put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Take your attention out of your head. You know, they say that we've got over 60,000 thoughts in a day. Most of them are just recycled. you probably worry, especially if you're a parent, and you are probably concerned about many things all at once, and they just become normal, don't they? So here's a way to get out of your head, into your intuition, into your connection, the coherence between your head and your heart and your gut, and you are holistically connected there. And when you place your hand on your heart frequently, you will be amazed at what happens next. You're going to so be aware of that part of you that you will, first of all, you're going to feel more relaxed and at ease. And those two things need to be how you feel to be able to be open to receive communication, right? So we want this communication to be loud and clear. I want my intuition to be loud and clear, and I want it to be able to tap into it immediately and trust it, right? And trust it. So when you put your hand on your heart, especially when you're doing your breathing and you're meditating, that activation will become so strong. You will be amazed at what happens next. You'll be amazed. So as you do these practices, they will become automatic, just like anything else. So the things that you're doing right now, you're practicing your stress, you're practicing your worry, and it becomes automatic. So the way to be able to break free from that is to replace it, and replace it with these kind of practices that tune you in to your feminine intuition, and you'll be more relaxed, you'll be more at ease, you'll be more open, and you'll trust it, okay? So that is what you need to do to embrace it. You are going to feel confident, you're going to feel grounded, you're going to feel strong in your relationship with your feminine intuition, which is your superpower, okay? So meet it every day, utilize these practices, and they will change your life in ways that you cannot even imagine, because you don't know what's coming up, but there's a part of you that does, and it's going to activate when you acknowledge that it's present, and it will give you what you need to do. It will give you the directions. It will enlighten you. It will awaken you. It will make you conscious of what's available to you right now, in what you need to, the actions you need to take, the words you need to say. All of what you need is present to you right now, and that is called your feminine intuition. So I hope you got a lot out of today's Awakened Feminine Spirit enlightened conversation. Again, I recommend that you listen back more than once. You know, they say that when you listen back more than once, you hear 30% more. So it's very fast moving. So be sure to listen back more than once. Again, share it with your all of the women in your life. And, you know, if you are a mom and with the men in your life, too, because they do, too, have an intuition that they were never introduced to. It's just different. So, you know, share some of this stuff with them. It's going to help them. We all have these superpowers, okay? We just were never introduced to them. And when you do, life will change in miraculous ways. And, again, please visit our Facebook page, facebook.com. The Awakened Feminine Spirit, to learn all about who we are, what we're doing. Again, we are a sisterhood of awakening women who definitely are opening up to spirit, and this is the time. This is the time, because we need us to be connected to spirit and wisdom to be able to make the changes in this world, starting with yourself, starting with your family, your community, and beyond. So be sure to visit us there and find out all about what's coming up next, what shows we're going to be having coming up every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Ordinarily, it's with my co-host, Dr. Monica Bennett, but she is on an extended vacation, spreading the word, actually, about the Awakened Feminine Spirit, and she is, you can find out all about Monica. She is an amazing coach, a master coach, has a wonderful book called How May I Serve, and you can find her at Monica Bennett, Bennett, .biz, and you can find out about me at KathleenMartinCoaching.com. It's simply my name with the letter K, KathleenMartinCoaching.com. So lots to offer here on the Awakened Feminine Spirit in the Coach Cafe. So to be sure to listen back, and we are looking forward to meeting you again next Wednesday at 8 p.m. And for Coach Cafe Radio, you can tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for more coaching guidance. So everyone have a wonderful night. We'll see you next time.